Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Tuesday, October 21st, 2025. And today we have another excerpt from a speaker at the No Kings Day rally in Bangor on Saturday. This has been slightly edited for length.
Please welcome Amy Rader, who represents Tulsa District 23 in the state legislature and serves as the House Chair of the Joint Standing Committee on Labor.
Thank you. And for everybody who is not from this area, welcome to District 23. I'm very glad to have everybody here. I want to be really frank with you all. I don't want to be here. I don't think we're going to save ourselves or our democracy with polite protest, with decorum, or with signs, however clever they may be. Yes, our country needs unity. Yes, we must rebuke all who choose political violence. Yes, we need to be kinder to each other. But so often it feels that we invoke politeness and decorum in order to maintain our illusion that things aren't so bad. Things are that bad, my friends. Setting aside the National Guard troops assaulting law-abiding citizens in Chicago, setting aside the Republican government shutdown, let me remind you that the Speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives calls rallies like these Hate America rallies. Majority Whip Emmer thinks what we're doing here today constitutes domestic terrorism. That's where we are now, friends. You, I, all of us, we are now terrorists for exercising our rights of free speech and assembly, guaranteed by the Constitution that they're trying to disassemble. If any of you think that any of us are safe in this environment, let me disabuse you of that notion. Let me tell you about something I got to see firsthand last week, a legal immigrant stopped for a minor traffic violation, was detained by Customs and Border Patrol after the Lincoln County Sheriff's Department contacted CBP. The man was detained, and only after his family secured an immigration attorney did they find out that this, again, legal immigrant had suffered an injury and was unresponsive in Northern Light Eastern Maine Medical Center. His wife, when she called the hospital to try to find out if her husband was ever going to be okay again, was arrested on her way up to Bangor. Her charge was terrorizing because apparently when someone who had no idea where their spouse was and later finds out that they're unresponsive in a hospital far away, apparently a person like that can't freak out a little bit. So she was arrested. Fortunately, both of these people have a loving community that responded in real time with funding for attorneys, bail, hotel rooms, groceries, and with calls to their own support networks. And we made sure that neither the detained man or his wife felt alone or unheard, and we gave warm handoffs to people in their own community. Though this man is home on an alternative detention plan and is expected to make a full recovery, I want to remind you that this is not a happy ending. He is still a legal visa holder who is detained. He will likely have ongoing physical recuperation from his injury. His family lost significant income and will likely continue to face financial hardship. And the trauma that this man and his wife suffered will undoubtedly affect them for many years. This is a legal visa holder married to a U.S. citizen. If they are not safe, we are not safe. I know it's easy to think that we are safe. We have been lulled by the comfort afforded to us by the virtue of being born in America. We are insulated by our varying degrees of privilege, and how could we possibly feel the danger when we can DoorDash an ice cream cone? How do we feel the wolves at our door when life is still so undemanding? I promise you that folks who are not white, folks who are differently abled, folks who are not straight, all those folks are way ahead of us here. They have already long ago recognized the threats facing us in Trump's America. If a visa holder can vanish vanish at a traffic stop. We must make vanishing impossible with our bodies, with our phones, notebooks, lawyers, with our attention. And Governor Mills, it is simple and it is overdue. Sign Representative Deka Deluxe bill to end local ICE cooperation without a warrant and tear up the LePage era order that told sheriffs to honor ICE detainers.
That was Amy Rader speaking at the No Kings rally in Bangor on Saturday. It was slightly edited for length. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Thanks for listening. Take care, and I'll see you tomorrow.